Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you to achieve the success that you desire. I'll share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, more empowered. These are the keys that I have found that help people achieve the success in their lives that they've always dreamed of. And, you know, while we're starting to listen to this, you know, I encourage you to hit subscribe. So the next time that a show comes out, you get a notification, and that way you can listen to them as soon as you can. So my question for you today is, when is the last time that you took a day for yourself? Now, if I push it, maybe not just a day, but maybe a weekend? How about a week or 2 weeks? Okay, now that's probably really pushing it. But if you haven't taken a day, have you taken at least part of a day? In addition to time, we could think about, have you spent money on something that you just really wanted for yourself for no other reason other than to have a little treat? You know, one time I bought myself a gold necklace, not like a kind of just a general necklace, but like a really nice gold necklace. And I had never done that before. I'd always think like jewelry should be gifts and waited for people to give it to me. But then when I went and bought one myself, it was so empowering. So it's something just to keep in mind. But what I want to talk to today is around self-care. It's something that too often is viewed as an indulgence, an afterthought, an extra, rather than an important part of your life, a way to take care of yourself, a way to achieve what you really want in life, more happiness, more joy. If you're not taking care of yourself, a lot of the rest isn't going to fit in. You know, a few years ago, I was signing up for life insurance. And with that, you know, you have someone comes to your house and they take your blood work and things like that. And they ask a bunch of health questions and fill out the forms. And they asked me, you know, who's your doctor? And at this time we had lived in Massachusetts. We had been there about 18 months. And the truth is I didn't have one. I had not gone to a doctor since we had moved there. I didn't need one, and we were busy, and I never set one up. And I was thinking at that moment, maybe I won't even get life insurance. Like maybe I put the whole plan, you know, in jeopardy. And the guy that was taking all the info, his reaction was very interesting because he just looked at me and said, you know, you'd probably be surprised how often moms say that. I mean, for you that are listening, how often do you take time to set up your kids' doctor's appointments that you set up to make sure everything is taken care of for everyone else in your household? But you don't take the time needed, unless it's critical, to take care of yourself. So the fact that, you know, it was actually quite common made it so I didn't have an issue getting my life insurance. But it is this reminder that we don't put ourselves forward. It's just really sad. And if you think about everything that we've gone through in the last few years, it's only gotten worse. From working from home, blending work and home life and all the additional responsibilities with not just working from home, but kids being home and homeschooling, stress and burnout. There's just been a lot more on everyone's plate. But that also means it's just that much more important that we talk about self-care. What are you doing? And I'm not going to say that this is only a female issue or only a mom's issue. I think it's worse. However, it's really an issue for everyone. But we're going to focus, you know, we focus a lot on females, and we will today. But in reality, you know, everybody needs to make sure they're taking care of themselves. I read an interesting quote from Christopher Gelmer and describes self-care as simply giving the same kindness to ourselves that we would give to others. It's really as simple as that. We're actually not, when you think about self-care, you're not necessarily thinking that you have to go way above and beyond and do tremendous amounts of stuff, you know, for yourself, like you're better than everyone else. That's not what we're talking about. We just want to make sure that you treat yourself with the same kindness, that you're doing the same things you would do for others. You set up your child's well visit, set up your own at the same time. That's the kind of things that we're going to talk to. And too often, the first response I'll get from everyone is, I don't even have time for the things I need to get done today. How can I make time for this? And if I do take the time for whatever you want to do from a self-care standpoint, it's just going to make me farther behind, and then I'm going to be worse off than I was before I took the time. That's the totally wrong attitude. That's not what we're talking about. I want to find ways that you understand why it's important, what you can do from a self-care, and stay to the end, because we're going to talk about ways that you can find time to do it. It doesn't have to be this incredible burden. So why is it important? That's the most important thing we understand first. Why is this important? Because if you don't understand why it's important, you're not going to make time for it. And we all have these crazy to-do lists. I know I have one. I'm sure you have one. So let's not compare like, oh, who's busier? Who has more time? Instead, let's focus on really why is this important, both physically and emotionally. You want to do self-care that nurtures or honors yourself. Now, think about that. Like, that just feels good to say it. Maybe even say that out loud to yourself. You want to nurture and honor yourself. That doesn't sound selfish, right? That doesn't sound like something that's outrageous or crazy to want to do. You want to nurture and honor yourself. I actually, when I read that, it's like, it's almost like relaxing, and it's almost self-care in just saying it. When you think about that, nurturing and honor yourself, man, that can be in big, crazy things. And it can be also in the small things. It doesn't have to be mind-boggling. It can be just taking care of yourself. So this is not a luxury. It's a priority. And I wanted to make a priority in your life. So let's think about like when you have that deadline, right? You have this deadline at work. And you're supposed to go to the gym after work, but like, you know what? I'm going to skip going to the gym. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get this done, and that'll be better. And then tomorrow I can focus on going to the gym. Now, that's a one-off. It's actually probably okay. We all do it. There's always times. There's something that comes up that maybe, you know, you didn't get that exercise you wanted. You stayed up a little bit late or got up a little bit early. You didn't take care of yourself as best you could. And if that's on occasion, you know what? You're probably okay. However, if that turns into a weekly or daily occurrence, that all you're doing is running from deadline to deadline, then we have a problem, right? So think about it in that way. I'm not saying that occasionally, yes, we do pull maybe too much work and we work too hard. We have to prioritize that. However, if you're never prioritizing taking care of yourself, then that's where we come to the problem. So one of the things I found out doing some research on self-care is people that do self-care on a regular basis have more confidence. Having more confidence is actually one of the most requested things I talk to people about. They want to be more confident. They want to project more confidence. And if that's you, maybe this is the key to how you can have more confidence. Because if you are confident enough to take care of yourself, if you have the confidence that you're going to set boundaries and you're going to do simple things, that you're a priority, don't you think that's going to show up in how you carry yourself in other parts of your life? It does. It's very simple. You make yourself a priority, other people will make you a priority also. Self-care improves your resilience. Right now, in the crazy world that we're living in, being resilient is very important. We don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what the future is. So being resilient is hugely, hugely important. You want to make sure that you have the reserves. So when that stress comes in, that crazy deadline, that whatever your kids need, whatever it might be, that unplanned activity, if you've built up some reserves through self-care, you'll be able to weather that. And maybe you're not happy about it, but you know you can take care of it. If you wear out, you're going to have more depression. You're going to have more burnout. You're going to have more illness. 71% of workers have experienced burnout at least once in the last year. That's what they reported out. That's crazily high. That's way too much. So we need to find ways to take care of yourself. And if you're not sure, burnout is the feeling of emotional, physical, or mental exhaustion that happens from the result of overwork. And overwork doesn't have to be only like work that you're paid for at work, right? Overwork can be at home. It can be taking care of your kids. It can be trying to clean your house. It can be signing up for too many things at volunteer activities with the school. I lump it all together because it's really all overwork. In fact, the World Health Organization is now classifying, you know, burnout as an occupational phenomenon resulting from chronic workplace stress. So it's definitely time that we do something about it. So what's some ideas for self-care, right? I said it can be physically or emotional care. So let's start with physical care, because I think that's, in some respects, maybe easier and some of the things that we need to do. And it starts with simple things like eating healthy. How about getting enough hydration? This one, it sounds so easy that it's actually probably not appreciated how valuable it is. I know I'm not actually probably as good with hydration as I should be, but some people have really good systems. You know, they get fancy water bottles and they try to drink a certain number of them a day, or they have marks on it. And then like every time they get up from their desk, they have to drink so much water. There's all kinds of systems out there. But the main thing is, if you're not hydrated, actually you just don't feel as good. Sometimes you're extra hungry when all you really are is thirsty. And so that can be a simple way. If you think, I don't know how I'm going to do any of these self-care things, maybe tomorrow start with, how do I have better hydration? And just being able to focus on one thing simple that's going to make you feel better and be more resilient is a great way to get started. Sleep. I know I'm not really the best at this. I've always been one that's an early riser. And so I have to be very careful that I get to bed early enough if I'm going to get enough sleep. And too often there's things going on and I don't want to always be the first person to bed, but it's a way to take care of yourself. And if you are getting way too tired, if you're taking too many naps, maybe try getting some extra sleep. Exercise. That's a one you probably knew was going to be on this list. And it could be big exercise things like, you know, if you want to sign up for like CrossFit, like I do, yoga, it could be swimming, it could be going for a walk, it could be spending time in nature. It could be big things or little. You don't have to sign up to run a marathon. You don't have to hit like new records to get good exercise. Walking, taking the stairs rather than the elevator. It could be simple things. Sometimes people just like park as far away in the parking lot as they can, so that way they have to walk that little extra time. Maybe you like dance. Maybe your exercise is you're going to take 15 minutes and play music that you like and go to your room where no one is and dance. Hey, if that's what you want to do for self-care, go for it. Make it easy. Make it something that you can do. One thing I love to do and I don't do enough is get a massage. It kind of feels, you know, almost like too self-indulgent to many people. Like, I'm going to spend money just to go get a massage and feel good. I got over this at one time because I signed up for like a subscription plan. So that way they charged me for the massage if I used it or not. And then every month I would just make the appointment and I'd go in and get my massage because I already paid for it, right? And it was a really great way to say, hey, this is important to me. I love getting massages. I exercise a lot. So getting a massage actually really helped me with my recovery. But if you haven't done that, or you're thinking that, you know, maybe are you worth it or not? Yes, you are. So if you can find the time, it's a great way to take care of yourself. We talked a little bit about doctor's appointments. If you haven't set up, you know, an annual physical or a checkup, do you have a doctor? Great way to get started. That way you have a doctor that knows you when you actually need them. You know, a couple other things you can do, just simple things like take a bath, block out some time, light some candles, play some music, take a nice bubble bath. And the last thing I would have you think about when it comes to kind of like your physical care is schedule breaks in your day. You know, maybe you can't get a whole day. Maybe you can't get a weekend, but get some time. Put it on your calendar. You know, I live and die kind of by my calendar. I put personal things, like if my son has a doctor's appointment or if I have to get away from work, I put that on my calendar too. So that way work and my personal life don't conflict. If I want to take a break, I put that on my calendar too. So schedule those in. Don't wait. Okay, when I have some time, like, hey, we were talking about that hydration. You can actually put your hydration on your calendar. Go fill up your water bottle. If your water bottle is not empty yet, drink it and then go fill up your water bottle, right? It seems simple. You can also do this with your phone. You know, you can have it just like, just tell Siri to set a reminder for you, like however often that you want to do it, and your phone will go off and, oh yeah, I'm supposed to walk around the office 3 times, or you know, do those kind of simple things that can find ways to fit your self-care into your day. You'll feel better. You can do, you know, simple stretches and put those reminders in, you know, like kind of just stretching your neck. Things like that seem almost too small to matter. If you start doing them on a regular basis, though, you will find you will get huge benefits. And I also want you to think about your emotional self-care, because I think you actually need both. And so you can find a way maybe to fit in your physical self-care, and everyone's kind of thinking, oh yes, I need to do this. And yeah, when I stretch, it does feel good. And okay, I'm going to walk a little bit. And okay, all right, Sherry, I'll give you that. I'll fit in some physical self-care. But your emotional self-care is as, if not more important. I don't know if I can really say one is more important than the other, but I think we don't prioritize our emotional care. I think especially in the United States and probably a lot of countries around the world, you know, our mental health is not prioritized enough. There's too much stigma against talking about having kind of mental issues. So I want you to prioritize your emotional health. The first one is make time to think. It seems simple, right? But we live in such a busy society. There's just always noise going around. We're always playing social media. We're reading stuff. How often do you just turn it all off? How often do you live in the quiet? I've done this silent retreat. It's awesome. Go for days without talking. Now they talk in the retreat, but you don't talk, right? And you don't listen to music and you don't do your phone, and give yourself time to think. It's amazingly healthy. And so maybe when you take that walk, you don't put the headphones on. You just listen to nature, listen to the birds. Take that moment. One thing I think a lot of women don't do enough of is make time with friends. It seems too often we deprioritize. We're networking people. We're social animals, right? We need our friends. But then you try to schedule something. Oh, we got this thing for the kid. We got this. We got that. And it gets too hard to actually schedule stuff. And before you know it, way too long has passed since you actually done something with your friends. Make some time for your friends, though. It's very, very important. And it actually is, both of you can be doing self-care at the same time. A couple little things, right? Listening to music. We talked about going for the walk. I like to read sitting on the patio. We have a great little patio, nice backyard, birds singing, the trees. It's relaxing, right? It's great to sit out there. When I can get away with it, I like to work out there. But that's not self-care because I'm working, but it is nice to change up, you know, just the scenery rather than sit here in my office to be able to go outside. I do work from the office a few days a week, but that's the kind of thing that you want to think about. One thing I think is very important and probably deprioritized too often by mothers is the simple thing like taking a shower. Like, I've talked to a lot of people, I don't have time for a shower, you know, or especially with little kids, like, oh, they're always crying. I think that time is valuable. And if that's the only time you get for yourself each day, prioritize it. That's not self-indulgent to say, hey, I want this time. You know, I remember when my oldest son, and he's 21 now, but I remember when he was a baby and he would cry a lot. But I would make sure he was safe and I would take my shower. If nothing else, while water's going, I can't hear him cry. And I know that sounds crazy, but you know what? Moms need a break. And in that moment, your mind can reset. So take that time. You know, we talked a little bit about it doesn't have to always be time. Sometimes you can buy a treat that you enjoy. I wouldn't make that a really common thing. Like, oh, the only way you're going to take care of yourself is go buy something and spend money. But that means once in a while, there's nothing wrong with that. I encourage you to try new hobbies. Maybe you wanted to learn how to paint or something. Take a class. It's a great way for self-care. You can journal. You can make time each day to journal. You can focus on how do you talk to yourself. You know, the words that you put in your mind, are they positive or negative? Are you building yourself up? Are you honoring and nurturing yourself? Or are you critical? How'd you mess that up? And you're not good enough. The last thing I'm going to suggest you do for your emotional self-care is look at your life and try to remove negative things from it. It could be too much of the news. It could be too much social media. It could be people that just bring down your life. And maybe if they're family, you can't remove them. But how do you minimize them? How do you put boundaries around that? But try to remove. So in addition to doing things for your self-care, you can try to remove things from your life. So while all this sounds great, I'm sure you're going, how do you find time to do this? This doesn't, as you think about these ideas, you don't want to do them like once in every great while. It's not like, okay, I'm going to plan this gigantic weekend. I'm going to do all this stuff. And then you don't do anything for a year. Well, I think it'd be great to have a great weekend. You'd be better off planning things that you can do on a regular kind of steady basis. You want to fill your life on ongoing self-care. Like, what can you do daily? That's why thinking about things like hydration is important. Maybe you could have a morning routine that you do some journaling about what you're thankful for it when you first get up. You can take like those first minutes. Maybe you can get up 10 minutes early or right before you go to bed. Can you utilize lunch or part of your day at the office? So block that time out of your calendar. Figure out where it works in. Start small. Fit it in, but do it on a regular basis. Maybe there's someone else that you know that's also struggling with self-care. And if you have like young kids, you could trade off. Hey, twice a week, once a week, I'll watch your kids. Once a week, you watch mine. You can get an hour or two to yourself. There's other things that you can think about. You know, maybe your house doesn't need to be quite as clean. You know, like make some time. Like, don't do something. Get takeout. Make sure you're setting those boundaries and prioritizing. A big one is, what are you doing that you shouldn't be doing? Like, our calendars are so busy. many times that's because we don't say no often enough. So you need to practice on saying no, but I want you to look at your calendar. And is there something on there, which I'm sure there is, that's less important than your self-care? So try to let it go. Maybe you don't respond to that email quite as fast. Maybe you have this list of podcasts you're trying to get to. Well, some of them aren't that important. You know, magazines or newspapers that you buy them so you think you should read them, but they just pile up and add more stress. You know, find ways to get stuff out of your life. Maybe there's something that you could hire out. Like, we get our lawn mowed. We need to buy a new lawnmower, or we can hire someone to mow a lawn, so we mow a lawn. But it saves us some time. So even these small things that you can do can add tremendous amount of time to your day. So I start small. Maybe start with journaling and drinking water tomorrow. Start right away doing something, and then come back to this list and you can do more, because we can only be ourselves. And by embracing all myself, I have found so much more joy and happiness in my life. And I'm here to share, you know, ideas with you where you can also experience joy and happiness in your life. So check out my website, couragebeseen.com. You can find out my contact information there and learn more about my coaching program. And I love to get feedback, so I hope to hear from you soon. I also have a Facebook page and Instagram where I post inspirational messages. So check that out and let me know what you think. Until I talk to you again soon, I hope you have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.